Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the Best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Steve Kerr made some comments, got comfortable, Rob, had a little bit of wine, laid back, you know, they're on Zoom, he's chilling, and he gets comfortable with some podcasters. And he says that, hey, you know what, just between us, I wouldn't say this publicly, but just between us, I enjoyed last year when we were 15 and 50. More than I enjoyed our last season of the dynasty when we, you know, we didn't get there. All we got to the finals and Clay got hurt and KD got hurt and we lost. I enjoyed that more, the losing season. Well, it a podcaster, a Warriors podcaster who NBC Sports tweeted out, "Hey, Steve Kerr just said on a podcast that he enjoyed last year more than Kevin Durant's final season."
Wow.
Yeah, that's about what KD said. Because he tweeted, he responded. KD hears everything. So he's following Drew Schiller, huh? Apparently. Or somebody sent it to KD. You know, that might have
probably
happened too.
You know, right. That when and out this business,
because people know he's gonna go at it too, Rob.
Most,
you know what I'm saying?
And most people, they do it all the time. They don't read your, like people used to say, like to me, and I know they didn't read the column, Chris, but somebody told them about it. You know what
right.
I mean? Like,
and it gets worse that way, right? Yeah. So KD responded, "This is hilarious. Not a, it ain't like he went off on Kerr. How dare you, you bum? I won you two times, you know, whatever." He just said, "That's hilarious." And Steve Kerr went ballistic. Here he is.
Drew Schiller decided to tweet today that Steve Kerr said he enjoyed last season more than Kevin Durant's last year with the Warriors. That is the furthest thing from the truth. It was a terribly unfair shot. And I know what's going to happen. I know this is going to be taken out and onto the morning shows, and people are going to be talking about it. And they're going to use what they think is a quote that is actually something that's completely made up. I'm not happy. It's wrong. We are so thankful for everything that's happened over the years. Throughout our run, we've had so many great moments, great players, and Kevin is celebrated here. You guys all know that. He had an amazing run. We absolutely wish him well. That's why I'm so angry about this, because this is it's complete BS.
Rob, look, and I said to you earlier, I don't think Steve Kerr was ripping Kevin Durant in the podcast. I don't think he was taking a shot at KD. I think he was stating what is darn near to obvious. I mean, there was a book written about KD's last year there, how there was tension. Not necessarily KD's fault. It's his right to be a free agent. But, and again, not his fault, but that creates tension. You want to keep him. He's your best player. And you're not sure if he's staying. So everybody's on edge. You're already going for a three-peat. Draymond, you know, he's on edge. It's gold. Just remember what the argument was about? We don't need you anyway. Draymond was thinking about it. Dude, actually, Rob,
how's
we do need you.
Out?
We
how's
want you. You know what I'm saying? Like, but they were on edge about it. So I totally get why that season wasn't enjoyable from on a human level. It could have been successful, and it was. They didn't win the championship, but it was successful. But everything going on, not just KD, but that was the biggest part of it. But it wasn't his fault. It just was the situation. And it made things tough. And last year, you know, nobody cared. We've been battling for a championship. We've been on edge every single day for 5 years. Now I get to exhale. You know, I'm not getting fired. I know that. So I can just try to make these dudes better every day. And I think that's what you're saying. But here's my point, though, Rob. I don't think this reminded me of Kyrie. When Kyrie said to KD on a podcast, this is the first time I can look at a dude and say, you know what, a teammate, he can hit that last shot too. And then Kyrie got mad when people said, oh, he was saying he didn't trust LeBron to take the last shot. Okay, you didn't mention his name, but you were talking about him and everybody else you played with. But he's one of the greatest players of all time, so we're going to take it like you meant you didn't think LeBron could hit the shot either. This dude, did he sensationalize to get clicks? Yes. But the essence of what he said wasn't wrong, I don't think.
No, because Kevin, that was Kevin Durant's
right.
last season there.
Right.
I mean, and it just is weird that, you know, a coach who won so much with that guy, and then, like I said, Kevin Durant went out there with an injury, Chris, to help them try to win and wound up getting re-injured. And for some reason, losing it, winning 15, going 15 and 50 was better. I mean, it just... It's a little bit of a slap. You know what I mean? Like, I get the pressure being off. He could have said that, Chris, and then maybe it would have been a little different.
But that's kind of what, I mean, he didn't say pressure,
no,
but you know what I mean? He kind of alluded to that, the vibe and all that.
Yeah, but I'm just, I think if what he said was all right, then you wouldn't have to, there would be no pushback. I think that there's, even without mentioning his name, that does come into play. Like you mentioned the LeBron thing. You can say whatever you want. Oh, I finally have somebody I can trust to make the big shot at the end. Well, you play with LeBron.
Right?
So you're talking about him.
Right.
You are.
Honestly,
you
Rob, it's like if I went on a podcast and said, you know what? I mean, yeah, the odd couple's great and all, but I actually enjoy the days when it's a fill-in the best. And then some people come out, oh, Chris Broussard said he liked, you know, co-hosting with other guys rather than Rob. And I'm like, hold on, I didn't mention Rob.
Come on.
I mean, so that's what this is. And I think Rob is just Kerr. I don't, like I said, maybe got too comfortable. Maybe he didn't think KD would hear, which was foolish because KD hears everything. I don't know how KD does it, but he knows every little thing that is said. And Rob, to me, I don't know if you agree or disagree. To me, the only way, because I don't think Kerr was taking a shot. I don't think what he said was harsh or anything like that. But I can get why KD may have taken it that way. And the only way for Kerr to avoid this situation was just not to even talk about it.
Right. No, and I mean, and you got to admit, Chris, with the other stuff that I brought up earlier, the general manager joking about it at the parade, him not being in that video chronicling all the great players who played for the Warriors. I mean, I just think, like what? Like, it just seemed like it's piling on with that stuff. You know,
if that stuff didn't
happen, Chris, I think it might have been looked at a little differently. Would you agree with that? If he didn't have that angst about the other two things.
Well, like you said, KD's sensitive. I mean, whether we call him sensitive or whatever, he's got rabbit ears. Yeah, I mean, I don't know that he would have taken it differently. And again, it's not like he went off. I think it bothered him, but it's not like he went off with a really bombastic quote, you know what I'm saying, and really ripped Kerr. He just said this is hilarious. And again, I think if you look at it strictly from a basketball perspective, Rob, it is hilarious, right? You enjoy coaching the worst team in the league more than the best team in the league.
Right.
Just saying on a human level, we've all been there. You know what I mean? I understand where Kerr was coming from. Here's the thing, though, Rob, too. I like that Kerr was open and honest. And, yeah, we come on here and we talk about it. We laugh about it. We're critical of it. But I like that he was honest. And here's the question. Is he going to continue to be honest with the media? Will he now be like, look, And I feel like, I don't know if Van Gundy would agree with this or not, Jeff Van Gundy. But I was, you know, in New York. You were, too, when he became the Knicks coach. I wasn't there when he became the coach, but I was there.
I was there as a columnist at Newsday. Matter of fact, I think I told you I had lunch with him one day after practice at Madison Square Garden.
Yeah, that's he you that know, doesn't I happen remember often. When he, right. And I covered the team when he was the head coach. And so you know this, so correct me if I'm wrong. When Van Gundy first took over the team, I felt like he was very forthright and forthcoming and honest and all that.
He got cynical as he went on.
Right, because how your words can be. You don't, and trust us, look, as journalists, you don't have to change a guy's words. But it's the context you put it in. What you write before his quote and after his quote that can change the meaning of the quote or the seeming meaning of the quote. And I think Van Gundy saw some of his words were taken out of context or turned into back pages in ways he didn't mean them to be. And then he got, like you said, he got more cynical and less forthcoming. You know what I mean? Right. He was going to start to say what he knew would be the right thing to say, so to speak. And I hope that doesn't happen with Kerr. But if it does, I guess it's hard to blame him, right?
No, I get it. I mean, he probably won't do any more podcasts because he felt like he got burnt, I'm sure, and he's probably reached out to Durant. And it's just like, you know, like there was already some eggshells in that relationship. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's why it really bothered him because he knows, oh, here we go. I'm going to have to explain this.
Right.
And you just don't want to do it. You just get tired of having to. You can't say anything. We've had it happen on the show. Guys say stuff, and then they hear it, or it's put on Twitter, and then all of a sudden it's like, what? Oh, wait a minute.
Right.
Getting flat
I didn't say that. No. Well, now you know how a guy – remember Charles Barkley said I was misquoted in his
autobiography, right?
Right. Now you know, like, guys really can feel that way, even though they know they weren't misquoted. But you know what I'm saying, Rob? Like, the way it looks – they're like, uh-oh. Or even not that, Rob. Even it ain't even sometimes the way it looks. It's the reaction. You know what I mean? Specifically from a certain person. You know, maybe the person you were talking about. Oh, you got a reaction you didn't expect. You didn't think he'd see it. You know what I mean? That's one thing about our business, Rob. We got to answer for what we say.
Big time.
You know what I mean? Like, everybody sits in their living room, sits in the barber shop, and talks junk, right? About LeBron, about Jordan, about Tom Brady, about whoever. But they don't ever have to answer for it. We have to answer for it. Whether it's a player, a coach, a colleague, you know, somebody calling you out.
You know, I've been through it a million times. As a columnist, Chris, at major newspapers around the country, I've had guys step to me, you know, and not
But there's
happy
an honor
it.
In that, Rob, that we gotta stand behind what we say. And even it's you admit you were wrong, you apologize, whatever, or you just stand your ground. You know, whatever stand by what you write and say.
When I teach the class I'm teaching, Introduction into Sports Media, I teach my class, Chris, that if you write something or say something and you can't go to the locker room or to the game the next day, you shouldn't write it.
Right.
You shouldn't say it. You know what I mean?
You'll be hiding out. Right.
You can't do it. If you feel, because you shouldn't, no matter what you say, you shouldn't feel like you have to hide. Am I right, Chris? What, did you ever write something and go like, oh, I don't want to go to the game. I don't want to see him.
You got to. You got to roll up in there like, yeah. I wrote it.
Yeah, I said it.
Now, I mean, not that you fighting or nothing.
No.
You don't go to their face and rub
it in their face and go, did you read the column I wrote that you should be fired? You don't do that. But if the guy wants to say something or step to you, you make yourself available. Exactly. I'm in the locker room. If you want to walk over to me, I'm here.
Sometimes, Rob, what I used to do, and I'm, you may have done it too, I would give a guy a heads up. And I didn't write columns. You know, I was a beat writer. Right.
But still,
I would give
a
guy a heads up.
If
I got this story coming out about you. Some people said this and that, you know, kind of, you know, negative. And I just wanted to give you a heads up that it's coming. You know, sometimes it helped, sometimes it didn't, you know, but, you know, it is what it is.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live. Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
What's up, everyone? It's me, three-time NFL All-Pro Sean Merriman, and I have a new sports podcast called The Lights Out Podcast with Sean Merriman. This podcast is special to me as I get a chance to talk to some of the best who've ever done it on the field or the track. So whether it's talking to a Super Bowl champion or a NASCAR Cup Series champion, The Lights Out Podcast will bring it to you the only way I know how to. I'm giving you the best insight from the best who've ever done it. Listen to Lights Out with Sean Merriman on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcast.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Rob, let's get into this quickly. It's more Warriors talk. And I really like Draymond Green. I'm going to be honest, Rob. I've liked him as a player since Michigan State. I like this game
at
Michigan State.
I've been around Draymond, you know what I mean, in Michigan.
Was he like that? I was never around him when he was there. Was he like that, like he is now?
No, but I don't know him as a player or like that. He was a great guy. I didn't have any issues with him, but I've been around him a little bit. You know what I mean? Like I said, at functions and parties, not like one-on-one or anything like that. But I've been around him a little bit, and I've always liked him. I just think it seems like it's more and more lately, don't you think?
From him?
Yeah.
Look, I don't think he's purposely doing this. I think it's just who he is. He's positioning himself, Rob, to replace Barkley. Don't you think? I don't know if he's thinking that or not, and I don't think he's doing stuff just to do that. I think this is just his personality. But couldn't you see him being – and a lot of times, look, I'll admit, there are a lot of times you think a player is going to be great on TV, you know what I mean, and he's not. But Draymond has been on there, on that show before, inside the NBA.
No, I get TNT. It. I don't know if he's going to replace Barkley, but
whenever Barkley's done, I'm just saying,
I know
like
what you're saying, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Now, I'm not saying he'll be as good as Barkley.
Right.
But,
I get what you're
saying.
He's
that outspoken guy. But I just like this game at Michigan State. I thought he was versatile, big dude, handled it, pass, smart. Like, I loved this game. I didn't know how it was going to fit in the NBA, but I thought it was nice. But anyway, he's become, obviously, a really good defender, made 5 all-defensive teams in 8 years in the league. But he's won a Defensive Player of the Year award once in 2017. But he's getting a little bit beside himself. This is what he said on Dubs Talk, the podcast.
I can go all around the league and find good defenders. I just don't think any of them are as good as me. I think I'm the best defender to ever play this game in the NBA.
Do you?
That's just my 100%. That's my opinion. When I look at all the facets that make up the defensive side of the ball, I think I'm great in every facet that makes up that side of the ball. And so I think I'm the best defender to ever play in the NBA. And I stand by that. I'll put myself up against anyone.
Here's the thing, Rob. And I think one of Draymond's big arguments for himself that he feels is I can guard 1 through 5. Now, here's what I say to Draymond. And he's a great defender. I don't think he's the best defender ever. Now, who is? Bill Russell, Hakeem Olajuwon, Dennis Rodman. We could talk about a lot of different guys. But
Ben
I would
Wallace
not,
won four. What did he win? Four, yeah,
four
in a row?
Four straight. Or I don't know if it's four straight, but he won four Defensive Player of the Years.
I mean,
award.
that ain't
him
easy,
Dikembe.
Chris.
Right. And Ben was a small, undersized
was an undersized. Yes, yes. Do you
ben
remember,
Shaq.
The shot he blocked Shaq in the finals, Chris?
Yep.
Do you remember that?
Yep.
Ben Wallace blocked a Shaq shot in the finals.
Yep.
Clean. Clean.
Yep. I mean, he was a phenomenal defender. Gary Payton, Rob. I wouldn't say Gary's the best ever, but he was a great defender. Walt Frazier was a great defender. And here's what I say to Draymond, because, again, I bet he uses the one, I can guard one through five. Who else is guarding one through five? Okay, here's what I say, Dray. You can guard one through five today.
Right.
Because ain't no good five men for the most part.
Right, right, right.
And then you couldn't guard one through five back in the day, yeah. Shaq. Alonzo Mourning,
you couldn't
David
do it.
Robinson, Olajuwon, Patrick Ewing. Come on, yep. Man. They would eat your lunch, dude. And that ain't no insult. I mean, it's just you're small, and you're not Ben Wallace. So that's the thing, Rob. Dennis Rodman was a phenomenal defender. And then when you throw the rebounding in, Rob, which is a part of defense, the defensive rebounds, come on. I don't know that. I think I'd take Rodman.
It would be hard to argue. And Rodman, you know, wasn't when he really, once he decided he was just going to be defensive, Chris, I mean,
yep.
he was unbelievable, and he has the championships to prove it. He did it
yep.
more than one place. Do you know what I mean? Like, yep. he wasn't in the greatest situation where everything was just perfect, you know, like he went. To the Bulls and was a great piece of that. He was with the Pistons and the Bad Boys. Was a great piece
yep.
of that.
Yep.
It's hard to argue with Rodman. It just is.
Absolutely. And Rob, I don't think he had to do it much because, you know, you had Dumars and Isaiah, and then you had Jordan and Pippen and Ron Harper and all that with the Bulls. But he's a guy I could picture guarding on the wing without question. You know what I mean? He had the athleticism. He had the smarts. He could have done that if he had needed to, and if he really wanted to.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from managing manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call. And with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
He was an NBA champion, 6-time, that's one more than Draymond, 6-time all-NBA defensive team, really a tenacious defender back in his day, an enforcer on the perimeter, Tony Allen. Tony, what up,
Tony,
brother?
What up?
Hey, man, what's the word? What's the word? Thanks for having me again. Let's talk about it.
I was glad that we were like, is Tony going to come on? He'll come on. Come on. Like, this is great.
I got to come on. I know the hot buzz about. I had slide on here, man.
Right. And you were one of the best defenders in the league during your career. Do you take umbrage or have a problem, even as we know Draymond's a great defender, but did it bother you that he comes out and says he's the best defender ever?
Yeah, you know it did. Obviously, you know, considering, you know, the GOAT in my eye, Kobe Bryant, you know, let's put some respect on that. You know, he obviously, you know, came out and let it be known what was what. But more
so, you were the toughest guy that defended him, he said.
Yeah, true that. So when you look at stuff like that, you look at, like, man, that ain't nothing you just go out just say. You see what I'm saying? Because it's a lot of people that, like, paved the way to even make that defense type of that side look even great or even good. You get what I'm saying? I made it fashionable. You get what I'm saying? And I think me personally, I've been watching a lot of defenders over the years and just watching Robbins, the Coopers, the, you know, those guys, and just looking at how they affect the game and tried to do it in my size. You see what I'm saying? I had to stick 1, 2, 3, study a lot of film. So, yeah, it'll rub me the wrong way. But more importantly, as far as him, I got to give him his credit, too. You know, he cut from the cloth I'm cut from. Every time I see him play, I see him out there throwing his body out there, ready to get confrontational, ready to disrupt any offense, you know, taking charge of things of that nature. But that's what I know you for. You get what I'm saying? I ain't heard Dirk Nowitzki come out here and say, man, that boy Draymond Green, he was a I ain't heard LaMarcus Aldridge come out and say that boy Draymond Green. No, what his game is already stamped. He a champion. He a DOI. But when you say you the best in the world, like, no, stop it. And this the thing about me and him. Like, I love him to death, and it's no cap. Our career is a little bit the same. You know, we was around Hall of Fame shooters, right, and, you know, scores, and, you know. But this is what I want to ask Draymond, since, you know, I heard him say about that the playoff move they put Bogut on me while I was hurt. We'll get back to that. But listen.
Okay.
I just want to ask him, can he do that same thing if he was in the Charlotte Hornets right now? Can he have that same impact then on another team? Because we all know him from passing the ball to Clay.
Right.
I brought this, right. I brought this up to Chris.
Hold on. Let's talk about it. We know him for making plays and being disruptive on the defensive end, taking charges, making the prolific score on the other team irritated. You get what I'm saying? That's his defense to the game. He not locking in on no KD last 5 minutes of the game, and KD got to score. He got to stop KD from scoring 5-6 buckets in a row for the win.
Right.
That's what I call lockdown defenders. Now, what he do is very honorable. It's very respectable. You know what I'm saying? 3-4-time champion. I lost count. They done won so many. But Foz, you saying you the best, man, hey, man, we got to talk about this, man. This is definitely coming.
Tony, let me, that's the part. When you have to tell people you're the best, doesn't that say something? Like, you shouldn't have to tell people. People who watch the game, who know, they'll just say, man, that's one of the best defenders, or he's a great defender. When you have to say it or self-proclaim it, does it take something away from it?
Nah, see, because me, look, I played the game, man. I know what type of time it is right now. You know, it's contract year. You know, defense, they trying to get rid of the defense. You know, he the last of the dying breed of it, man. So him shooting that, saying it, man, it looked to me on the outside looking in like, this my way to let it know, man, hey, man, I'm the best in the game right now. Hey, man, y'all got to understand we still need this on these teams. That's how I looked at it. But when he said that ever did it, come on, man. I'm speaking up for not the generation that was before me, but my generation. Cause I had to stick so many prolific scores, man, like the Wades, the Bronze, the KDs, the Vince Carters. That was my assignment the whole game. You get what I'm saying? I don't know too many centers that's in the game that's nice in the caliber, for me defending the caliber players that I was defending. So, you know, I got to say something. You get what I'm saying? My 2010 year, I had to play Wade, Carter, Bron, and Cole.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? So it's like, man, when somebody say that, man, come on, man, somebody got to stamp you and say that. You can't just bust out saying that. Let it even feel better. Like, I'm sitting at the crib minding my own business, and rest in peace, late Kobe Bryant, man. Bitch, big respect on that name. You see what I'm saying? So it's like, I look at that like people in that type of caliber got to stamp you. You get what I'm saying? Nobody could just bust out and just say they said, and I ain't never saw nobody else do it. You see what I'm saying?
I think, too, Tony, because Draymond, I believe, would say, well, look, I guard 1 through 5. That separates me from a lot of other guys. But I don't think he could guard 1 through 5 back in the day.
Right. There are no centers.
You know what I'm saying?
Now,
like, there aren't any centers today that's going to punish you down there.
None whatsoever. All of them shoot threes. You judging this from defending the perimeter, going to grab long, loose rebounds, man. I'm talking about try doing that with guys like Zeebo. You get what I'm saying? These guys got to come out and say that, man. Guys who you know finna automatically give you 25 and 15. These are the guys that got to come out and say that, man. The all-stars.
The all-time greats, right. No
doubt
about
like
it.
I'd rather that come from that than me just, you know, we getting on our device and just listening to, you know, or looking at our old YouTube highlights or something, then just busting out saying, yeah, I'm the best player that ever did this. Who won the bag to dip? It's going to be Tony Allen, the grandfather. I'm going to say something because I love defense. That's how I fed my family. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
I didn't have a pretty jump shot. I was athletic. I hurt myself, and I had to figure it out. So now, once I figured it out, I said, you know what? I watched too much film for me to be getting buckets put on me. That was how I came about. That's how I fell in love with defense. But, you know, he in his wave right now. You can't knock it, but we can talk about it.
Nah, man, look, appreciate it, brother.
Thanks, Tony.
Great insight, my man. And thank you, Tony. We appreciate it, bro.
Yes, appreciate
love,
it.
Love, man, anytime.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, "Somebody's in the house," and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.